It's Monday of the fourth week of Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Today's Roman station is at Santi Quattro Coronati, the four holy crowned martyrs. In fact, there were several groups of martyrs that were all tangled together through history. This church up on the edge of the Caelian Hill is named perhaps for a military decoration. Roman soldiers were given crowns for different sorts of accomplishments. Three groups of martyrs from the persecutions of Diocletian between 303 and 306 are associated with this church. And it's on the slope of the hill between the Colosseum and the Lateran Basilica. I used to walk by it every day on the way to the university. The tower you see here is the oldest remaining in Rome. There was a titulus or parish here of the same name in 595 during the time of Gregory the Great. In the crypt remain the tombs with the remains of the ancient martyr soldiers who still inspire us today, even as they pray for us who live in similar times and face similar, though subtler and more seductive, challenges from secular authorities. In the St. Sylvester Chapel off the second courtyard as you approach the church, you find spectacular 13th century frescoes of the conversion of Constantine, which was inspired by the so-called golden legend of Jacopo de Voragine. Last year at this time, we listened to Father Troadec. Let's listen to Father Pius Parsh today. Lent, together with Easter, attains its highest meaning in suffering with Christ. Let us recall how we epitomized the season of spiritual renewal. First, the theme of battle. On Septuagesima, we entered the arena to run the race and to fight. Christ and the devil were rivals, both in the citadel of the soul. We met the two warriors again on the first Sunday of Lent. The climax and decision came on the third Sunday, when the strong one was defeated by the stronger one. The second theme, that of spring, was better integrated than the first. Lent and Easter constitute Holy Spring, Ver Sacrum, in which the life of grace awakens anew. As early as Sexagesima, this theme appeared in the parable of the sower. The ancient church was very fond of this approach to Easter. With Holy Spring in mind, she spoke of the catechumenate as the church's new crop. The climax to Ver Sacrum came with Rose Sunday. At the present, or third stage, the Church gives Eastertide its loftiest meaning, that is, participating in the suffering and resurrection of Christ. Because we are members of the mystical body, we must become one spiritual entity with Christ, upon earth through suffering, in heaven through bodily resurrection and transfiguration. With these sentiments, the Church advances toward Holy Week and Easter. Suffering and resurrection characterized the earthly career of Christ. Suffering and resurrection must set the rhythm to the life journey of Christ's mystical body. Through the centuries, the church must walk the way of the cross. Woe to her if she seeks other paths, for only through the cross can she arrive at her goal, resurrection. It is the same for the individual Christian. My soul, too, must lament and weep with her suffering Lord. At the same time, she must rejoice over her interior resurrection. Yes, I am crucified and transfigured at the same time. With Christ, I am nailed to the cross, and I live. Through physical and mental pain, my soul can be transfigured and given part in Christ's resurrection. To the degree the earthly temple of my body is demolished, a higher spiritual temple is erected in my soul. Therefore, while the body trembles and laments, O God, give me salvation for your name's sake. Deliver me through your power, because strangers have risen up against me, in the introit. The soul, transfigured by grace, prays, Sing joyfully to God all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness at the offertory. Do not fail to notice how the church as a whole, and Christians as individuals, identify their suffering and their glory with the Mass. Through the offertory offering of their sacrifices, they are raised up and, united with their head, continue the holy sacrifice. The formularies during the coming weeks make this application repeatedly.